A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. This 21st chapter of Luke's Gospel begins with Jesus sitting in the temple, observing the widow give her last mite. Jesus is moved by her completely selfless act. He sees that she gives out of her life. She has given, quote, every penny she had to live on. Surely, he could see his own future as he saw her gesture. He too would give of his very life. Jesus seems to spend the rest of this chapter trying to crack open that very reality to his disciples. He is trying to say that his time here is almost over and how incredibly important it will be to follow him, and yet how difficult, just as he knew how difficult it would be to give that last mite of his own. There seems to be an urgency in the verses that we read throughout chapter 21. And Jesus seems to be admonishing his disciples to be ready for the end, to be reading the signs of the times, just as he did in the clink of a widow's mite. In today's verses, Jesus is in a sense giving them a way out. This is their chance. As his disciples, they can prepare for persecution, alienation, and prison, all because of his name. Because of my name, parents, siblings, and friends will turn on you. Because of my name, Joan of Arc was burned at the stake. Because of my name, Teresa of Calcutta left the Loretto's for the streets of Calcutta. Because of my name, Maximilian Kolbe bartered his life for a father's life. Because of my name, Sister Helen Prejean visited death row and then asked mercy for her own actions from the families of the victims. Because of my name, Antoinette ate the chicken backs so that her children would have the legs, the thighs, and the breasts to eat. Because of my name, Frank worked 3 jobs to keep his 7 children in Catholic schools. Because of my name, U.S. women religious are completing an instrumentum laboris for Rome. Because of my name, John the 23rd called for an aggiornamento and a Vatican Council too, being questioned in so many ways. Because of my name, they will seize you, persecute you, hand you over, put you in prison. If you need a way out of being a disciple of Jesus Christ, today's verses lead us to the door. For Joan, Teresa, Maximilian, and all of these others, these are verses that solidified perseverance and resolve when it got harder and harder to remain the disciple. So what will it be for us? Do we need a way out today? Or will we find ourselves joyfully caught because of his name.